So let's review. The Mishnah on Daf Beis concludes, V'yoytzen af al haklayim. We also send out messengers of Beis Din to inspect fields for klayim on Chol Hamoed. The Gemara cites a contradictory Mishnah. Be'echad ba'adar mashmien al hashkolim v'al haklayim, v'chamisha aser bo yoytzen al haklayim. On Rosh Chodesh Adar, Beis Din issues a reminder about the prohibition of klayim. And on the 15th of Adar, they go out to inspect the fields. The Gemara suggests two answers. One, kan be'bechir, kan be'ofil. They go out twice, for the early and the late crops. Two, kan be'zroim, kan be'irakis. They first go out for the grains, and then for the vegetables. The Gemara adds, lo yishanu el she'ein nitzan nikar, aval nitzan nikar yoytzen alein. The above times are only if the plants were not recognizable before, and they are usually recognizable at these times. But if they were recognizable earlier as klayim, we go out even earlier. The Gemara explains why this is done on Chol Hamoed. Mishum schar pe'ulo demoiz ligabon. Labor is cheaper on Chol Hamoed when there's no regular work. And mitchumas halishcha yavina lehu schar. This saves money for the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, which pays for this work. The Gemara cites a braisa that elaborates on Beis Din's procedures. Barishayna hayu oikrin umashlichin lefnei behemton, v'hayu ba'al abatim smeichim shtei simchus. At first, the messengers would uproot the klayim and throw it before the animals, and the owners were doubly pleased that the work was done for them and that their animals were fed. Therefore, hiskinu shu'aykuinu mashlichen al hadrachim, v'adayin ho'yismechen simcha gadayla. They began to get rid of the klayim, but they were still pleased about the work getting done. And so, hiskinu shu'hu mafkirin kol hasadakula. They decreed that if they find klayim, they will declare the entire field ownerless. Zokta Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Moishchin es hamayim me'ilon le'ilon, uvavad shelo yashke es kol hasode. It's permitted to divert water from one tree to another on Chol Hamoed to avoid a loss, but not to water the entire field of grain between the trees, since this is not to avoid loss. The Gemara qualifies this ruling. Im hoysa sode metoynenes muter. If the field was moist and then dried up, it's permitted to water it on Chol Hamoed, since this prevents loss. The Mishnah continues. If plants were not watered regularly before Yom Tov, it's forbidden to water them on Chol Hamoed, since they obviously don't need it, and there'll be no loss. However, the Chacham permit this in either case. A Braisa cites a similar machlokes. The Tanakhama forbids watering a dry field on Chol Hamoed, but the Chachamim permit it. Ravina explains, the afla mashulei charfa, the Chacham permitted for the benefit of making the late crop into an early crop. Therefore, he infers, haytar bitzo shari letarbutzi b'chel d'mayado. It's permitted to sprinkle water on a garden on Chol Hamoed for the same reason. Zokta Mishnah. Tzadin eso ishus veso achborim, mishteho ilon umishteho lovon, kedarkoi b'moed u'b'shvius. It's permitted to trap moles and mice from orchards and fields of grain in the usual way, both on Chol Hamoed and on Shemitah because they damage the field. And a braisa adds, "Umachriven chayrei nemolin." It's permitted to destroy ant holes in a field on Chol Hamoed. The Gemara elaborates, "Mevi ofar mechur zeh, v'noisin latoy chur zeh, v'hein chinkin zeh zeh." One brings dirt from a different area and places it into the ant hole. When the ants smell the foreign soil, they panic and kill each other. However, "Hu dekoy betray avri nahara, v'hu deleka gishra, v'hu deleka gamla, v'hu deleka mitzra." This is only if the dirt comes from across a river with no bridge, plank, or rope to cross it, and ad parsa. The dirt comes from an area at least one parsa away from the anthole.